Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. We have two lovely ladies with us today. We have Kellen and we have Kiara. They are the creators and inventors of a product called Mason Jars. And you're going to say, Mason Jars? No, not for canning, not for putting products up, not for food jars. This is something totally different. And I'm going to have Kellen start this off because she'll tell you how this all began, how it all came about.
Of course, yeah. So in February of 2021, I was bit in the face by a dog while I was babysitting, and I wasn't able to work. I was working in the hospital at that time, and because a portion of my nose was gone, I couldn't really put a mask on. This was the height of COVID, all that fun stuff. So I was able to set up a GoFundMe, and the community actually helped fund my mortgage for an entire year. So we wanted to always give back to the community because of that. So we pitched the name for our daughter when I got pregnant. It was always going to be Mason Jars, but as soon as we got her, it was always going to be Mason, sorry. But as soon as we got that name, then we decided, oh, Mason Jars, that just makes sense. And then we pondered what it would be for a while. And then in July of 2023, we all banded together, all five of our board members, which are all four of my sisters and I, and we decided to come up with Mason Jars.
I might add, these two young ladies that are with us today are twins.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, that rivalry constantly goes on between the two of them.
Completely.
To explain something, I have a jar in front of me. It's a small jar. It says Mason Jars on it. Inside are toys for the children to play with. So you came up with this idea.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your next step?
So Kiara might want to actually talk about that.
Our next step was getting in communication with these hospitals, whether they're getting in communication with us via our Facebook page and our website. But then they contact me personally. I'm the on-site coordinator, so I deal with only talking to the ERs and refilling the jars. And we set up a meeting, and we decide how many the hospital might need based on the size, based on how many children are being seen at that facility. And we set up a drop-off time, and I go in and kind of introduce what Mason Jars means to us and what it can be used for. We have it for children, and we have it for adults with special needs to kind of help them go through their time in their emergency care setting.
So the very first jar,
mm-hmm.
How did you decide this jar to do this thing the very first time?
Well, so we kind of reminisced on my own hospital visit and how I couldn't be on my phone because I had a concussion at the time. So I just kept messing around with like random things. I got a teddy bear and I was just kind of messing around with the hands. I got just other random toys that I was just kind of messing around with, and we decided how much how helpful it would be for other people in a hospital setting to have something to mess around when you're getting an IV, when you're getting any sort of procedure, when you're just being talked to because your child and your parents are obviously listening to what the doctors say, so that way they can do something for it.
A little bit to add on that, there's a lot of hospitals that have teddy bears, that have blankets, but that doesn't really cater to the kids that are 14, 15, that might just have a little antsy leg that they need to go and fidget a little bit with their hands. A teddy bear is not going to do that for them. They're not going to feel fulfilled with that. So with our fidgets, they have something small that they can kind of just move around, and they don't have to feel like a child with a teddy bear. You know how 14-year-olds are. They do not want to feel like a child.
Okay. Well, I'm looking inside this jar right now. Now, who picks the items that go inside the jar?
So one of our board members, Kirsten, is actually our fidget coordinator. She,
super fun title, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Fidget coordinator.
That's
pretty
neat.
You don't normally have that on a board.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
All right. She we all look at the size of the jar. This jar is actually a little bit smaller. We had a bigger jar starting off with. And with this, like, transition to smaller jars, we have to find fidgets that will fit in it. So, like our squeezer that we have, like we used to have a squeeze ball, now we have a squeeze star so that it's easier to fit all together. So you have to find things that are going to just change and be able to let the kids move in a whole bunch of different ways as opposed to all the same fidgets do the exact same thing.
While not making it a super loud noise toy, because that's super fun in a hospital.
And I notice on your jar it says not suitable for children under the age of 3.
Yes. I work in a hospital that's very local, and I see kids that do swallow, like, little Orbeez and other stuff like that, and we really don't want to go and have a separate issue than our primary issue that the patient's coming in for. So creating the label is very important so that we don't have kids that are under 3 that are going to swallow something.
Sure.
Have more of an issue.
So when you create the first jar, did you get pushback from the doctors or nurses saying, well, I don't know, the things in that jar could be dangerous. Is it going to be safe? Did you encounter those types of things?
So I personally wanted to start in my hospital first.
Okay.
And I got a lot of push of, okay, well, we need to make sure that this is going to be 100% safe. So we actually did have some fidgets that we took out. That we replace with what's in there now, because there was the worry of like, oh, well, this could be taken apart and that piece could be swallowed.
Sure.
So our iteration of our mason jars now, we haven't gotten any pushback, but previously with our bigger jars and different fidgets, we have.
Okay, next thing is you have a jar, you have all the things that go inside the jar. Mm-hmm. How do you pay for all that?
Well, we are all crowdfunded. Like, it is just the community coming back into it. So just like the community helped me out, the community has been helping Mason Jars out immensely. Because we are a 501c3 charity, non-for-profit, that means all of your donations are tax deductible so that anything that goes into it, you can just take as a write-off for your taxes. So that's what we've been doing. And we get donations from not only all of McHenry County, but we have connections with outside of even Illinois. And they see what we're doing and they are backing us up and want to make sure that we are just pushing it out and getting it as big as possible.
So when you went to your first hospital, did you present it to the nurses, to the doctors? How did that work?
Yes, so I do a lot of my drop-offs. So the first hospital that we were in is Woodstock?
Yes.
Yeah, Woodstock. And I was shocked by how many people just wanted to go and listen to what I had to say. I was like, oh, I got some power here.
Okay.
So when I did do my drop-off, something I do during every drop-off is I drop the jar. And everybody went, what's going on? But it's a plastic jar, so it was perfect. And I think when I do introduce the story and what happened to Kellen, it reaffirms that, oh, so I want to use this jar because I want to go and help these girls make a difference because they are so ambitious with what they're doing. So when I do a drop-off, I always do want to go and tell the story so that there's meaning to it.
Now, did I drop them off only for the pediatric ward?
Sorry. primarily for the ERs, because sometimes it's not just the pediatrics that need it. It's the mom that came in after a car crash and had to bring her child in. And that keeps the child entertained even when they're not the patient and they're not running out of the rooms. I can't tell you how many times I've seen 4-year-olds start running out of the rooms and their parents have to corral them in. So yeah, sorry. I kind of lost my thought at the end.
Well, it kind of takes away the trauma and allows them to look at something else, and it diverts their attention. So this way, it's kind of a calming thing in a way, which is kind of good. I want to pause for 1 minute to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station, and we're talking to Kellen and Kiara. Let me ask you, ladies, what do you like most about what the mason jar does?
Oh, yeah. Honestly, the best part of hearing anything for mason jars is the feedback that we get from nurses, from parents, from even like doctors, other people who are just telling us how amazing they are, because it just helps fuel our fire. Because there's some of us who don't have that firsthand experience. Like my other sisters aren't in a hospital setting, aren't in a pediatric setting that have these. So being able to listen to that from their perspective, honestly, is incredible for our whole team.
You know, I should ask before we go any farther, who assembles everything that goes in these jars? There's a lot of things in here. Folks, if you saw this jar, you'd know what I'm talking about. There's a lot of things in here. And it's a small jar. It's not a big, large mason jar.
So the good thing about us being a part of a five board member is that we are in charge of different things, but a lot of my sisters do assemble all of these.
So what you're saying is your sisters do all the work filling the jars.
Okay. Some of them.
All right.
But we also do have packing parties where people in the community that want to help, and they might not be able to do that financially, or they might want to do it more like a physical help. We do have packing parties. Tonight is actually a packing party.
Yeah, we're doing one today.
With 4-H kids, right?
Yeah, we're doing it with 4-H kids. They're going to pack about 750 jars.
We
get these jars completely prepped. So what you see that they won't be doing is putting the card into it and putting the labels onto it. That is all done prior. We all band together prior to these packing parties. And then we kind of do it in an assembly line style with these packing parties. We've done
and it goes
with
by so fast. They're really good at packing.
Oh, yeah.
So if someone wanted to help out, who do they contact or where do they go?
Well, I would start off with going to our website, just in general, masonsjars.org. It'll explain why we do what we do, what hospitals we're in. I believe we even have our map on there of which hospitals we are in, just so you can see how wide we are getting. But on that, you can see our donor box is on there, our Venmo's on there. We also have these bins that we bring to the ERs. They can be sponsored now. So we can get a whole 40 jars to be sponsored. I think it's for 110. It's around there. But that way you are going to be on all the cards that are in there, say who sponsored them. That's one of our favorite things for these jars, is that it is very individualized. You can write down,
this is from Well-Rooted Pediatrics. This is from so-and-so.
Okay.
It makes it very personalized for the experience.
You know, you may want to give the website, but do the spelling also.
You're right.
Because people will spell it the wrong way.
Oh, yeah. So Masons is M-A-C-Y-N-S, Jars, jars.org. That is our website.
Let's do that one more time.
M-A-C-Y-N-S. jars.org.
Okay, that sounds good. So how do you feel that the mason jars give back to the community?
I feel like our nurses have been doing something similar to mason jars for a while, but they are doing it out of their pocket, and they are going to the Target dollar store, and they are just grabbing a bunch of things because they don't have these utilizations for children. It's not something that the hospitals are funding. These nurses see the need for it already. So when I call them and I say, hey, I would like to go and replace that. I would like you to be able to kind of breathe a little bit. You don't have to go and spend your money. I'd love to give a jar to every single child that walks into the ER. And they see that is something they've needed for a while. It's just that we are filling that need now.
So you said there's, what, 8 hospitals?
No, 12 hospitals. Now we're going into Loyola in the next week, probably when this airs, we'll be in Loyola.
Have you gone to Lurie's yet?
No. So the only thing with Lurie's is they are very well-funded in the children's department already. We are really seeking the hospitals that are not as niche with that. They're not as funded with children, because they're not like a pediatric hospital, but every ER is going to have children in it regardless of that.
So 12 hospitals.
12 hospitals, yeah.
What are you generating per week of these mason jars to supply to 12 hospitals?
That number definitely changes. So no matter what, on our bins that we have little QR codes that they can message us when we need to replace them. So on average, I'd say
400 jars are going out probably
at
a week.
Least.
Wow, that's a lot of jars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Personally, in CDH, our Central DuPage Hospital, that in, what, nine days, they went through 103 jars, and we are going to have to replace them on Sunday. So that one's more of a pediatric specialized ER, but it's getting to be pretty big.
So the children get the jar and they get to take the jar home.
Yes, for any follow-ups, for anything.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. I mean, that's look at what it started it, from the time that you began. Mm-hmm. You know, from your incident with the dog, mm-hmm. and where it's taken itself. I mean, it's amazing.
I still can't believe it. Whenever I drive to a hospital, I recently drove to Condell, and I was showing videos of like this is how big we're getting, guys, and I still can't believe it.
Wow. Have you had any calls back where people were concerned about it or had a problem with it? Has it been all positive?
It's pretty much all been positive. I haven't had anyone say there's a problem with any jar so far.
We've gotten so much feedback of people that are saying, I feel like you are seeing me. You are acknowledging me. I understand that there's other people watching me. And no, it's always been positive.
What do you think about the community being involved with the Mason jars? In what way can they help out?
So one like grand way, which kind of seems a little unattainable, we are looking for a building. We are so big that we need a building.
My poor dad in his office.
Oh, yeah. It's gone, unfortunately.
No more office for dad.
So your father's office is loaded with all kinds of trinkets and toys and jars.
Oh, he built shelving. And it's full.
So
only a father would do that for his daughters.
Honestly, something that I wanted to mention anyway, we have these three advisors as well. So my dad's an advisor, my mom's an advisor, and my mom's friend, who also is our friend, obviously. But they also help us advise with everything because we are so young. Kiara and I are 23 and the rest of them are just younger. So they are also like helping us branch out and letting us know how the community can help as well, like helping us out with that aspect of you guys really do need a building. We need funding. We need a building. And like making sure we're all legal and all that stuff.
So how big is the space you're using in your dad's office?
Probably as big as this room. And half of it is filled
with
jars.
About 10 by 12.
Yep. Yeah. And
half you're doing
of it
all this work
jars.
Out of a 10 by 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. He had to build a lot of shelves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He did.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, oh, boy.
Thankfully, he's handy.
Did your mom or dad suggest what size building you should look for?
So we've looked at a couple. I'm not sure the specs on how big. I think it was a 10 by 15.
What
at
area
least.
would you be looking at?
We're looking at Woodstock because that's where we're local. And my mom does watch Mason all the time, my daughter. So we want to be able to have her just kind of go back and forth. So somewhere in Woodstock, somewhere even in Crystal Lake. I work in Crystal Lake. Or in Huntley because, like, Kiara works in Huntley.
We want to keep it in McHenry County because that's where it started.
Well, even there's some units that are or that you can rent
mm-hmm.
that are available. The and like you talk Woodstock, Abner, in particular Woodstock, there's some that can be rented that would give you that space.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have the capital to buy a building right now, but at least you could afford to rent.
Oh, yeah.
And that would be great because then your dad, I'm sure, would build the shelves and help you out again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a whole vision board.
We have a whole vision for what we're going to do.
So what would you like to see for the future of Mason Jars?
So I actually asked all the board members this at our last meeting, and I think our main consensus is more funding, more hospitals, more jars. We just want to branch out. I think some of us want to go out of Illinois this year and like see how big we can get that way. We're real close to Wisconsin. That way we can just pop up there and help them up there. But otherwise, we just want to get bigger.
And, you know, in another big chain in Wisconsin is Mercy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They've got a large chain. They're very, very large in Wisconsin.
We're in two of Mercy's hospitals right now.
Okay.
So
where did you find the jars this size?
So that's one of the things we're also working on is, unfortunately, our jars do currently come from China. However, we are looking for people who are plastic makers to be able to make the jars at an affordable price so we can keep our jars price under $2. However, it's kind of unattainable right now. We're just searching out, seeing who we can find.
Well, also, the strength in numbers, the more jars you buy, there should be a better price that you can negotiate.
Yep.
You know, or people on a board or your parents can help you negotiate a better price.
Oh, yeah.
In purchasing these jars, which makes sense. And how about the labels? Is that done locally for you too?
So we actually, yeah, that is local. We have someone who donates them every single time. One of our very dear friends, her name's Roberta. She makes stickers just in general. So she makes our stickers, and we actually like downsize these stickers because they're smaller. For these jars, which are smaller than our normal ones. So she's been a godsend.
Now, the items that are inside the jar, okay, do they change? Or are they always the same items, or do you kind of
change
them up a little bit?
The colors change, but that is our standard variation as of right now.
Okay. And those are what, through a wholesale source or Amazon?
Amazon, baby.
Amazon.
So the reason we like Amazon is because of the Prime option. We get them in like 2 days. So if by chance we don't get them funded, we're able to just, you know, pick them off ourselves and be able to get them for whatever event packing party that we need for within like 2 days.
We also like the wish list option because all of our community can see what we need. And they're like, okay, open up the wish list because I want to go and buy stuff for jars. And they can see exactly what they're buying instead of, let me hand you $50 and we'll see where it goes. They know exactly what they're buying and exactly how to get it.
So how extensive is your website? When people go to your website,
yeah,
how much do they see that's there that tells them the story?
Yeah, you see what our story is, you see who's involved on the board, you see what hospitals we're in. We actually also have a store so that if you want to buy a jar yourself, you'll be funding another jar so that it goes straight to the hospital.
We have some merch there too.
Oh yeah, just, you know, repping.
So if you want to buy a jar, what would that cost?
I believe currently we are on $6 on our website so that it can just fund everything else, and then obviously you pay for shipping, all that fun stuff. But if you pay for like multiple jars, then that shipping doesn't go up.
But I tell you, I got some nurses that tried to steal jars.
It's
enough where people do want what is in the jars just for their home office, so they can do something.
Or their own families or
100%,
whatever.
100%, yeah.
Right. Well, you know, and not only that, but what is $6? It's $10. It's all tax deductible.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that's the nice thing about it. You know, that makes it what it is. I wish the folks, our listeners, could see this jar. It's really rather unique. It's got a lot of character to it, a lot of color, a lot of work is put into it. And boy, I'll tell you, there's been a lot of handwork with this too. And I can see why, when you get together and to pack 400 jars,
mm-hmm,
oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
That's a lot of work.
That's why we do assembly line. Makes it nice and easy.
Yeah. What do you think, as you move forward over here, even if you did find a space, what is your goal? What do you want to attain? How many jars? Do you have a number per month you'd like to reach?
Number per month, I think it matters on the hospital, but hospitals in general, I think we want to be in 50 hospitals by the end of the year, and right now we're at 12. So, and I think that's very attainable for us.
Have some of those hospitals told other hospitals about you?
Yeah, we had Advocate Sherman, talk to Advocate Condell, and that's how we got into Condell. And
wow.
I'm finding that these hospitals are also sending out their newsletter to all of their neighboring hospitals as well. So I get some nice emails right after we do a drop-off, just kind of stating that they want to start too.
Well, that's good. And if the hospitals have your website, if they say, gee, what's this all about? They can, mm-hmm, go to the website and check it out and see, oh, this is what it's all about. This, mm-hmm, is what these two ladies are doing.
Yeah, when I drop off, I usually also hand them a flyer, too. So that night shift that wasn't able to be there when I drop off, they're able to go and see.
So does your flyer just tell a story about the mason jars?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, and someone donates the flyers, too?
Right now, it's mostly a PDF. I don't usually hand out pieces of paper. You know how it goes. Oh. Digital everywhere. But it's primarily just given to them so they can use it in the newsletter.
Okay. Well, we want to thank Kellen and Kiara for being here today and telling
us
the story about the mason jars. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful idea. It's really great that they put this together and how it all came about. So thank you, ladies. We wish you a lot of success.
Thank you.
Thank
and we
you.
Hope that it grows for you. And thank you, folks, for listening to Around Town. You're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Go to huntleycommunityradio.com and contact us to get more information. Thank you again, folks, and have a great day.